Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr, and my guest has been John Gray. We have received so much great information from John tonight. We're talking about ADHD and how it's disguised in many different ways, like OCD, depressiveness, mental illness, and in women, overwhelm, even taking on too much. And so John has been giving us wonderful solutions, natural solutions. You will find them also on his website, which is marsvenus.com. And his new book is also on there as well, Staying Focused in a Hyperworld, Natural Solutions for ADHD, Memory, and Brain Performance. We come back. We're going to take your calls. John Gray will be joining us to take your calls. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr. My guest is John Gray. So, John, are you ready to take some phone calls here? I've been promising for a while now.
I'm happy to.
Great. All right, let's go right to the phone calls here. Our wild card line, Jan from Brooklyn. Jan, do you have a question?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
On your last program, you once talked about the diabetes, like a liquid mineral, and I gave it to a healer, and he said it was fantastic. The liquid mineral for diabetes. I wanted to say about this, I'm very sensitive to electromagnetic fields. It drives me nuts. Even sitting next to somebody with a cell phone, I can feel it. And you wouldn't believe the things that are bothering me now. Do you know that I can't listen to music on the radio anymore because they play it with digital? And now the movie theaters all have digital projectors.
That's why you like talk radio, because it's our voices. Are you asking for a supplement for the AMFs?
Well, let me just comment on that. I appreciate your call. And there are a very small percent of the population, but you exist, and they're very, very sensitive to these things. And that is a form of hypersensitivity. And what you want to do, I'm really glad that person who helped you with a mineral supplement for your blood sugar, that's going to help a lot for the pre-diabetes. Also, a few other things is you want to amp up on certain supplements to help that ADHD, because you have hypersensitivity. Other people might be hyperactive. You have hypersensitivity. And the membrane support is very important for that. B vitamins are very important for that. And then when you buy B vitamins, most people, they just come right out your urine. You know, it turns yellow and it's done. So they have in some health food stores, at ours, there's a time-release B vitamins will make a huge difference. You know, you're over 50 for sure from how you sound. And it's PS, phosphatidylserine, is so wonderful. And a good supplement, vitamin supplement that has these OCPs will make a world of difference to help stabilize your dopamine, and you won't be as hypersensitive. You'll always be a little more sensitive than other people, but this is what you have to realize. It just gets worse and worse, because once you have the increased sensitivity, that now inhibits other functions in the body. So you want to get right to the cause of it, which is this oxidative stress that's accumulated over a lifetime.
Wow, great. Thank you so much for your call, Jan. I appreciate it. Okay, going back to the phone calls, we've got Thomas from New Jersey. Thomas, do you have a question or comment for John Gray?
You mentioned something about glutathione and the brain and dopamine levels. Is there a way to achieve hormone replacement, which is usually done by means of an injection with a human growth hormone? It is very expensive. A 5-milligram bottle, for example, last I looked, it cost about $285. That's for tevatropin, which is almost a generic. I asked Dr. Gary Null about this, if there's a way to achieve this using other natural methods, and he said that there is not.
Well, that's Gary's approach. Now, there's a whole school of thought. I like Gary very much, and this is where I differ. I love him. And I have lots of friends, I even, you know, in their books and whatever, and who give hormone replacement. Now, as soon as you take a hormone, your body will stop making that hormone. And as soon as you take a hormone, if you're getting the right balance and so forth, you may have much better symptoms, but you haven't corrected the condition. So anyone who says that you have to take hormones is saying that you can't correct the condition. It's my experience and many other people who've done this research that you can correct the condition. You know, what you're talking about here is the need to take growth hormone. your body can make growth hormone. One of the procedures for that, again, one of the problems is the ADHD, the inhibited glutathione. You want to be able to produce the glutathione, but since you brought out growth hormone, the key with growth hormone is to making sure that you have a balanced diet with extra supplements so that you don't feel hungry for 5 hours. That's the first thing. Second thing, I'd like to share with everybody who would like to increase growth hormone, this is an exercise that will increase growth hormone. And I think Gary does a different version of it, but you have to balance this with diet. But it's called high-intensity exercise where you alternate high-intensity with relaxation. Now, everyone else teaches it, and they've proven that it's more effective than any form of exercise to build muscle mass, which is a function of growth hormone, but also to increase the mitochondria, which are the energy factories in the body. And I talk about this in the book, but it's real simple. I can explain it, which is go for a walk, and when you go for a walk, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, then sprint for a minute or two. Actually, sprint for 20 seconds max is all you have to do, and you'll find that you're out of breath. Once you're out of breath, the key is don't take a deep breath and stop. See, most people, when they're out of breath, you just have to go, and you'll stop that natural reaction of being out of breath. Well, that out of breath is actually called the recovery breath, and your body is making, at that moment, your body is making repair enzymes to repair your mitochondria that will also, it releases growth hormone to repair your mitochondria. So this is like a miraculous technique, and you know, it's too long to explain all the research that backs it up, but it will actually increase your aerobic capacity, your growth hormone production, by just doing 3 or 4 repetitions of that twice a week. That's all it takes, and you'll actually grow more mitochondria. So that's another way of exercising. Many people will push you to intensity, relax a little bit, and come back. They don't realize that the key to this is actually letting yourself be out of breath and allow yourself to relax and be out of breath for up to 4 minutes. Once you learn to relax on this and you start taking the right supplements, your body will take about 4 minutes to come back into balance. That will now release these repair enzymes and the growth hormone in the brain. If you look at all of the adaptogens, and this is something to help, again, you know, at my website, I have the whole video on how to restore hormonal balance and make the hormones. You have to restore adrenal health. Mm-hmm. And one of the aspects of adrenal health is taking adaptogens, things like rhodiola, ashwagandha. These adaptogens help restore the adrenal gland to making the hormones. That's all. It's really adrenal burnout that prevents the hormones. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is this right kind of exercise that will facilitate it. And there's one protocol that's proven to increase in 3 months, proven to increase DHEA. That's the mother hormone that makes all your other hormones. And that is taking MSM, which is a sulfur product. And this is all at my website or in my book for people to try to jot this down. But taurine, MSM, taurine,
tyrosine?
No, not tyrosine. My mind's blanking on that one because I just rushed through it. Vitamin C, I'm sorry. Oh. Vitamin C, taurine, and MSM for 3 months in high doses, and you will come back to normal production of DHEA, which is the mother hormone. And everyone over 50, their DHEA levels have dropped dramatically. Mine are completely normal.
Really?
Why? Because I did that protocol, and I keep up with the good minerals.
Very interesting. All right. That hopefully answers the growth hormone question and DHA, which is also linked. All right. Let's go to west of the Rockies, Carrie in San Diego. Carrie, do you have a question for John Gray?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Lisa. Dr. Gray, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's and heart disease about 5 or 6 years ago. And the Parkinson's is under control, but the heart disease, I was told that I have an irreversible scarring of the heart. And, you know, it's one of my lower chambers is damaged, and I'm having a heck of a time. I'm bedridden recently, and they can't figure out what's going on with me. Is there anything I can take naturally that can reverse?
Yes, you can get immediate improvement. First of all, let me ask you a question. What, you say you have Parkinson's. What medications are you taking for Parkinson's?
Right now, I haven't been a neurologist for a while. I'm just taking the carbidopa, levodopa is all I'm taking right now.
Right. The carbidopa interferes with your thyroid function. So it's the side you're having. These are the side. What you're experiencing, in my experience and my research, is the side effects of taking carbidopa. Now, at my website, there's a link to some doctors in Chicago who have a simple protocol so that you don't have to take the carbidopa, which is having the side effects. Okay, carbidopa has the side effects, and I explain it in How I Cured My Parkinson's video. If you do a search for that at my website, you'll get the whole description of why carbidopa causes these side effects and how to not have to take the carbidopa. You can still take the L-DOPA, that's fine, but what you do is you just simply, instead of taking carbidopa, you take tyrosine, 5-HTP, and cysteine, NAC, and vitamin C. And what they found, and they have double-blind studies showing that you don't need the carbidopa, and you can actually reverse the need for L-DOPA for some people. But at least your symptoms will never get worse, and you won't have to have any side effects. So now the next thing, coming back to where you're experiencing, is your heart's having trouble, and can you give me a symptom that you have, just so I want to make sure, a symptom you have besides a test telling you something?
Well, I have, not much ability to get up and function. I get tired.
You get tired and you're out of breath, right? So what I'd recommend to you first of all, what I want to suggest to you is that you be on a liquid diet for a while of high nutrient dense. I call it the Mars Venus Wellness Solution. Anything I recommend is always, first of all, get on a liquid diet for a while with just one salad a day and a nutritious diet. You won't feel hungry, but you can't be putting food in your stomach when you have a challenged heart, that's for sure. It will just put too much stress on you. The next thing that's going to give you immediate relief, and of course the super minerals, that's part of my Mars Venus Wellness Solution, is the superfood shake and the super minerals. That will immediately give your body a chance to start repairing itself. And the next thing is, this is a wonderful supplement called DMG, dimethylglycine. Have you heard of that?
No, DMG, no, I have not.
Okay, so you can get the whole book on it, or you can just go to the website on it and hear about DMG, dimethylglycine. I first discovered this in my family. One of my brothers died of a heart attack. Two have had open heart surgery, so it runs in my family. And I started having angina back 10 years ago as well, or 12 years ago, which was pain in my heart, you know, and out of breath. And I started doing DMG for a short period of time. Immediately was gone. DMG, dimethylglycine, anybody who feels out of breath or tired, low energy, your cells are no longer absorbing oxygen efficiently. It's also a remedy for ADHD. When you go to the researchers about it, they've given it to children as well. I think it's a great supplement. It's also at our health food store. DMG, so dimethylglycine is going to give you immediate symptomatic relief, and then you want to start working on letting your body heal itself, and that's going to be with the Mars Venus Wellness Solution, which is pretty much a liquid diet. That's my suggestion. It's a whole protocol of simple things. Then that will make a huge difference, and there's one other substance that will help clear up the scarring, and that is something called serrapeptase, S-E-R-R-A-P-E-P-T-A-S-E. Serrapeptase is the enzyme produced by silkworms when they open up the cocoon. And people are having amazing results for pain relief as well as arthritic relief, as well as not needing pain pills, as well as it clears the veins of scar tissue and arteriosclerosis, and it's great for the brain and for MS, because that's what MS is, scar tissues and is scarring in the brain and the neural connectors in the brain. It's an amazing, and something most people have not heard of.
What is that called again? What's it called again, John?
That's called serrapeptase.
Okay.
And you just follow the instructions on the bottle for that one. So the two main ingredients I'm suggesting to this gentleman is dimethylglycine, DMG, and serrapeptase for heart health.
Okay.
There's a few other things, but that's a good start, and it will have immediate results.
Great. Thank you so much for your call, Carrie. I appreciate it. Let's go to another wild card line, Bruce in North Carolina. Bruce, do you have a question for John Gray?
Yeah.
Hi there. Did I shock you?
How you doing, Lee?
I'm good.
In 1969, I was exposed to like some experts have said, was 600 times the amount of dioxin poisoning from Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you never get any answers on these things, but You know, for the last 45 years, I've really been bombarded with, like, peripheral neuropathies, my nervous system, my arteries, severe joint deterioration, lesions all over my bodies, and multiple nanodes throughout all my, you know, my liver and all over my body. Plus, I have a very bad liver, very fatty liver, and which could be due to hepatitis when I got over there. And,
no, this is Agent Orange. This is horrible. It's an oxidizer. That's what it is. It's massive oxidative stress throughout your body. There's over 150,000 studies on oxidative stress, and Agent Orange is one of the major, major oxidizers on the planet, pure poison. And it's in your system, and what you can do is your defense against that. And it's always, you know, one of my friends is a famous alternative doctor here in the Bay Area where I live. And when clients go to him, they say, okay, what can you afford? Because he'll say, you know, it's all based. If you can afford this much, I'm going to fill you up with that. It's just, well, you just give a long list of things. But the key to my message is priorities. You don't have to do it all at once. You prioritize. The first place you want to prioritize is your brain function. Okay, oxidative stress in the brain. Then after you get through the brain function, then you start going on your digestive system and you start doing the cleansing. But before you start doing the cleansing, which is really where the cure happens for your body or the real healing happens, you want to bump up your brain so that you get rid of this ADHD thing, which is the oxidative stress in the brain, the inflammation in the brain. So your brain is working the way it's designed to do. Because if your brain's not working, nothing's going to happen. And that can happen very quickly with the wellness solution I recommend, which is the undenatured whey protein, the vitamin C, the super minerals, the potential vitamins. These types of things I'm talking about have a major, major benefit for men. Also, your testosterone levels will be shot because of all this stuff. And so some good herbs to help bump, because you're a man, herbs to help your testosterone levels will make a world of difference for you. You'll just feel alive again. And that's the herb called Tongkat Ali. You want to help kick out all of this toxicity. There is, while you're boosting up your brain, there is another one that goes nicely with Tongkat Ali, is that kicks the estrogen out of your body. So I just start with super minerals, some super, you know, superfood shakes in the morning. Just that one little step, you will feel so different just from those super minerals. But over time, your liver will heal using the myomen, which is these three herbs from China, well known to help with all these issues. That's a good start. And for everything that you just listed, there are specific supplements, but I'm not going to burden you with a whole long, super long list of all this. But I would definitely go with the liposomal vitamin C and liposomal glutathione is a major, major thing for your brain at this time. And possibly, if you can afford it as well and you're willing to do it, the liposomal DHA. You know, this is our veterans are going through. You know, in your time, it was Agent Orange. Now what they're going through is it's like the sickness of this particular war has been the concussions. So they're all coming back with these concussions that and they don't have a treatment for it. It's mild traumatic brain injury.
There never really has been, right, for concussions,
mild traumatic
right.
brain injury. And I, back in 2007, I was invited by the Army to go talk to them about their relationships, you know, the wives and the husbands of
right.
the top brass of the Army. And so they brought me into this secret meeting.
Wait, we have to find out what happens in the secret meeting after the break. Sorry, John. We just have a few seconds before the break. I will be back with you to find out about the secret meeting when we come back. This is Lisa Gar, listening to Coast AM. Hi, this is Lisa Gar. My guest is John Gray, and we just have a 2-minute here before we have to go to another break, John, but you were telling a story about going into a secret room when you were on tour with the, what was it, the USO?
Well, it was with all the top generals.
Okay.
And I was there because I was their guest for their wives and also to teach them about relationships, but they were focusing on a new problem, and it was this mild traumatic brain injury. And the big problem is that if you had it, you didn't even know you had it.
Right.
And they explained, and this is right when they were learning about it, is if one of those bombs went off under the cars when you're driving down the road, the IES or whatever they're called, the IEDs, and they blow up the car, if you're two football fields away, indoors,
wow,
indoors, you will have it. That will result from that. And this is the exposure of war. And also, I want to mention that every soldier who comes back from war, if they're in war, I can't say every, but almost every, comes back with some form of severe ADHD. If you notice, they're medicating their ADHD with all of the caffeine drinks. Okay, caffeine has the same effect as Ritalin at high doses. So, I mean, the irony is, I'll talk to parents who give themselves Ritalin, and I say, you know, you could give your kid a few shots of espresso, and it would be healthier, and you get the same benefit. And they go, oh, but I can't give my child coffee. Don't give them methamphetamine.
Instead, wow.
But instead, I'm not recommending the coffee either, because these are just natural foods that will stimulate healthy dopamine function. But for our soldiers, you have to realize, when you're in combat, when you're in danger, consistently in danger during the day, that is a super high dopamine stimulator. The same levels of dopamine are being produced that if you were taking cocaine. So then you come back from the war, and it's like literally a cocaine addict coming off of cocaine, and they're miserable. And so what they do is, instinctively, they seek out high drama situations, driving fast. They might take drugs. They might drink. They might have extreme pornography, amoral types of sex, extreme sex. These types of things all stimulate high levels of dopamine, or lots of sugar and lots of caffeine. And that's their way of medicating themselves. But even still, it's hard to adjust in the outer world. And many of them want to go back into battle just because it makes them feel, you know, that they're getting those high levels of dopamine again.
Well, what a relief to know that our soldiers can come back and they can use these types of natural supplements to lessen that desire for the dopamine to produce in the brain. So we, a lot of great solutions coming through on this. So, okay, we're going to take another quick break. Take your phone calls for the last 20 minutes that we've got John Gray on the show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr. My guest is John Gray. We're talking about his book, Staying Focused in a Hyper World. And we're taking your calls. Are you ready to go back to calls, John?
Yes.
Great. Okay, we've got first-time caller Greg from Missouri calling. Hi, Greg. What is your question for John Gray?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, John. I have a situation where I have such a high metabolism that I find it difficult to gain weight. There may be some contributing factors here, too, because I also have multiple sclerosis. Is there anything that is a supplemental value or a diet change that I could do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Nieper, if people want to read more about this, Dr. Hans Nieper worked on 2,000 cases of MS, and he could reverse it. And most people, mentally at least, people who are already in wheelchairs, he couldn't reverse it in the spine, but he could do it with the brain. And he did it with this product that I recommended earlier, which is in his invention, which is membrane support. It has something called 2-AEP, and it repairs the actual membranes of the cells which have been scarred, which is MS, is the scarring of the multiple sclerosis, is many scars to the connective tissue in the brain. And what you want to do is restore the connective tissue in the brain. And you also want to, and that's been the reason it's gone. I mean, the reason it weakens and gets scarred is due to oxidative stress, which we talked about earlier in the show. And glutathione is one of the key solutions for that. He found high doses of vitamin C, so you can get liposomal vitamin C, liposomal glutathione at the same time. When you look at the free book, which is available at my website on Staying Focused, you'll look for the ways to create glutathione. But the bottom line is, you can start supplementing it right away. Everything I suggest, you want to help your body make these things. But in the meantime, you can take the liposomal glutathione, liposomal vitamin C, and double the doses of what's recommended on the bottle. And then there's something called shark liver extract. This shark liver extract, it's also available. Dr. Nieper was using that. Sharks, the shark liver, there's something in the shark liver that it's so powerful that they never get sick at all. And they go on and on and on. And they found that particularly with MS, the shark liver would allow the healing of that. So those are the membrane support, the high doses of vitamin C, and shark liver extract should make immediate improvement. In a few weeks, you'll start to notice the difference.
Great. All right. Great to know. Thank you so much for your call, Greg. I appreciate it. You're my regular Aware Show caller, right?
Pardon me?
Greg Miller? I can't say your last name in the air. Sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you so much. And the shark liver is called squalene, by the way. If you don't find shark liver extract, the squalene is the substance. And you just take double the dose of what's recommended on the bottle. That should do it.
Great.
And has tremendous benefit for this.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much for your call. Let's go to our wild card line, Mike from Connecticut. Mike, do you have a question for John Gray?
Yes. Good morning. Very informative program. Thank you.
Great.
I work overnight. I'm usually in bed by 7. I sleep 9 to 10 hours during the day, and I get up and I have a workout. And I take a lot of vitamins. I'm almost 60 years old.
Wow.
I feel great every day. Is there anything I can do to improve?
Well, if you feel great every day and you want to just make sure you're doing well, I think, you know, the theme of tonight is that our diets that are out there today tend to be very nutrient deficient. And, you know, eating a good balanced diet, by basically not eating the junk foods, is going to keep you the way you are. And the one thing that you got, in my opinion, you really have to supplement is with the minerals. And you'll notice that I put together a product that I've only put it together because no one else had it available online. I recommend other people's products all the time, but I put together a combination of all of the minerals which are bonded to orotic acid. Orotic acid is a substance in mother's milk that bonds with the minerals to build the brain. And, you know, this is what Dr. Nieper figured this out. And so to have calcium orotate improves the memory, magnesium orotate improves brain function. You get potassium, helps hydrate the cells, potassium orotate. Also, potassium orotate helps produce the glutathione. So those are the good things. And so just to make sure you're doing a good vitamin supplement and a good mineral supplement is that has the orotic acid in it is really a good thing to just keep yourself going if you don't have any of the ADHD symptoms.
Well, it's an amazing schedule you keep, too. So it sounds like you're doing great. Thank you so much for representing all the night workers out there as well. Let's see here. Let's go to our wild card line, Logan in Oklahoma. Logan, do you have a question for John Gray?
Yeah, hey, Lisa. Hey, John. My dad is, I guess, Mission you since I was younger, so I've heard about you for a while.
Great.
Like your insights. I was wondering if you've heard of the class of cholinergic, compounds, acetylcholine esterase inhibitors, and in particular the herb metuniferians, which I know also could be used with L-DOPA or...
Right. You know what? Oh, go ahead with your question.
Oh, yeah, that was about it. And I was thinking about, made me think about Robin Williams, too, and people like...
Well, what's very interesting is I had a big puzzle for many years because, you know, we're talking about inhibited dopamine function and Parkinson's is the down-regulation of dopamine receptor sites. So you have complete failure of dopamine function in the brain. That's why people get tremors is that it takes dopamine to think. And focus your mind. So when your mind focuses, then your body starts shaking. You don't have any control over your muscles because dopamine also controls the muscles. And it's also why more males have ADHD than females, at least the hyperactive form, is simply because we have more muscle mass and five times more boys have autism. It's all lined up with the testosterone and dopamine versus the female estrogen. Healthy estrogen levels in females does protect the brain cells more from oxidative stress. And that's why women become much more vulnerable as they're getting older because their estrogen levels start going out of balance. But females are going out of balance even you know, with their period with PMS. And again, these things have been experimented with for thousands of years where when people did have hormonal imbalance, there's certain herbs that have been known out of India and out of China to help with those conditions, and I highly recommend them. There's some herbs out of Korea, for example, for women for hormone balance, which is they're at our health food store, and they're called RX for Women, and they've got double-blind studies. I like the double-blind studies because, you know, they really have shown that these natural herbs will restore hormonal balance for women. And it's pretty easy to do. And so many women today are having menopausal symptoms and whatever as they're going through their 40s and 50s. And it's we assume that this is normal. It's not normal at all, these hot flashes and mood swings and everything that goes with a hormonal imbalance. This does not happen in indigenous cultures. It only happens in our Western world and where we eat our Western diet.
Back to the oxidative stress conversation, which, of course, can throw everything off balance. And that's right. The whole point of this entire conversation is stress. I mean, one of the things that I noticed is, of course, when we're so connected all the time with so many different technology devices and ways to stay in contact with people. Yes, we live in the technology age, but it is stressing out our bodies and our
brains. It's overstimulating, and we need to just, it's nothing wrong with it as long as we find the balance, and we also realize it has a nutritional cost, and our food today does not provide the extra nutrition, which then leads us to take over-the-counter drugs, which tend to, almost all of them to various degrees, tend to inhibit the liver function of making glutathione, which gradually doesn't, you know, oxidative stress builds up and our ability to make brain chemicals becomes less.
Yes. Okay. So let's go back to the callers and we will get to East of the Rockies. Larry from St. Louis. Hi, Larry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did you have a question for John Gray?
Yes, sir. My wife was recently diagnosed with bone cancer. Is there anything that can be done for her? Because the doctors seem like they just want to write her off.
Yeah, okay. So it's not in this book. I only briefly mentioned it in this book. Out of Switzerland, there's a product you can order. You order it through Europe, through England, and you can get it here in the United States. And it's in their clinic. This is there's over 600 studies now on this product. It's a probiotic. It's called GCMAF.EU. That's their website, GCMAF.EU. And you can read about it there. But people who go to the clinic, this is where they have their research, is they're able to see the brain scans of the cancer, okay, particularly of the tumors, when they have the tumors. And every week, every single person there at the clinic where they can visually see those tumors, they get to see that their tumor has reduced in size by 25 to 35%. And they are helping heal the condition which gives rise to cancer. And this is something everybody in that camp, I haven't written a book on this. I'm not an authority on this, so I want you to go to their website, gcmaf.eu, to find out about it. This is a substance. It's a probiotic. A Japanese doctor discovered it, and it kills cancer cells. They have videos showing what's called killer cells and cancer cells, and the killer cells can't find the cancer cells to kill them because we have an immune system to do this. But cancer, once it's out of control, puts up like a cloaking device. It's called Nagalase, and it inhibits the body's ability to utilize vitamin D to tell your immune system where to attack the cancer. And this particular probiotic, that means beneficial bacteria, was discovered by a Japanese doctor, developed in America. Now in Europe, they've developed it where you can purchase it. And it's called GCMAF. It's like four drops a week, twice a week, three or four drops of it before you go to bed. And it's a slow, gradual restoring of the immune system so it can attack the cancer. And you can go to their website. You can actually see a petri dish of the killer cells in a cell in a petri dish and the cancer. And the killer cells cannot find the cancer.
Wow.
And you add the GCMAF and they find the cancer and kill it. You can even see it happening.
That is cutting-edge information. Thank you so much.
That's very cutting-edge information. Yes. I'm going to write a book on it, but haven't yet.
Well, I think it's fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing with that. And thank you for your call, Larry. I appreciate it. Let's go back to our wildcard line. Ray in Biloxi, Mississippi. Hi, Ray. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Yes, Gene. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Gray, I'll be brief as I can. I have a son that's 26. He has been diagnosed with ADD, you know, from early on in school. They called it emotionally handicapped because they didn't have a term for it. And we've had deaths in the family, and then Katrina hit, and he's, you know, stress has been very high for years due to one misfortune or another. And he has been, he's also been injured, his knees, his back. He's been taking these Walmart brand like L-glutamine and glucosamine, creatine, trying to repair his body. But his he was taking GED classes. Even though he is very brilliant in many ways, he has trouble concentrating. Hence, his instructor suggested ADD medication. The doctor wanted to put him on Adderall. I have a sister that's a homeopathic counselor that hit the roof when I said that.
Right. Excuse me, Ray. Ray, we just have 2 minutes left. So
let me give you a suggestion here right away. Thank goodness you're not doing the Adderall, and she should hit the roof. The homeopathy, there's actually a reference to good homeopathic remedies for ADHD as well, but often they don't work as well if with ADHD, because when homeopathy was invented, the one thing that would make it not work was coffee. You had to go off of coffee, and coffee is a dopamine stimulator. So if you're overstimulated with dopamine, it's harder for the homeopathy to work until you get some balance. And he can get that focus and comprehension back very quickly with, I mentioned early in the show, potential vitamins, which had taurine, and they also had OCPs, or grape seed extract, or pycnogenol, and high doses of vitamin C. But if he starts with high doses of vitamin C, like 500 milligrams of pycnogenol or grapeseed extract, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day in a week, his concentration and calmness will dramatically increase. That's the first step. You know, the superfood shakes would actually start healing it over time.
And but also
get immediate results.
The lithium orotate also was...
Yes. With the super minerals. I just forget. That's
right.
The number one, yeah, the
Thank
lithium
you.
Orotate.
All right, fabulous. Well, so much great information, John. You really have cutting-edge information when it comes to anything that has to... I mean, you can address every issue from EMFs to radiation and vaccines and how all of these different things interrupt and cause oxidative stress. We're under that with our hyper-technology world in every single way. We are definitely getting sicker as a nation, and these types of shows are what helps us understand that we can take control back of our health and really educate ourselves and really take control back of our health and feel better. And I think it's necessary. So thank you so much, John. Great show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And the new book is you can get the starter book for free at MarsVenus.com.
Great. Thank you, John. And thank you to everyone listening. And until next time, as always, I invite you to stay aware.